that's just empty there, between maybe between two really tall buildings.
Oh, lots.
All right. Would you ever call it a vacant lot?
Yeah, vacant lot.
Where do you call the place where you might get a drink of water in a public building?
Oh, fountain.
Okay. Would you call it a drinking fountain or a water fountain?
Yeah, drinking fountain. Either one. I don't know which I would. I'd say a drinking fountain.
Let's see. What do you call a small car, a very small car with just a place for two people to sit, just a front?
A coupe.
Okay. What about the old ones from the 30s and 40s that had outside seats in the back?
Oh, rumble seats.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any names for two-door sedans or four-door sedans to distinguish them from each other?
Oh, no.
Just two?
Just two and four is the only thing that I know.
Do you know any expressions for really big cars? Not their names like Cadillacs or anything, but maybe slang expressions or...
No, I don't.
Okay. General terms. All right, how about the car that a woman with eight kids will have one of these cars? How about a small delivery truck that's open in the back?
Oh, wait a minute. What is that? Pickup truck.
Right. All right. Do you know the name for the one that's covered? With maybe a couple little windows in the sides? Electricians use them and exterminators.
Van.
Okay. What might you take to the airport instead of a cab? It's something that the airport provides.
Airport limousine.
Mm-hmm. All right. What is the public transportation here?
Bus.
And you call it a bus? You don't ever call it the MTA?
No.
All right. What do you call in the car where the speedometer and all the dials are?
The dash.
Okay. What do you call the little place over in front of the passenger with the lock on it?
Glove compartment.
All right. What do you call... I wish I had one. It's a thing that... You might wrap around several maps to keep them together. You might put it around all these things.
An elastic.
Okay. Would you ever call it a rubber band, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you have either one?
How about, I do have one of these. Where's my notebook? Well, I thought I did.
Oh.
A little metal thing that you keep papers together with as well.
You mean a paperclip?
Yes.
There's one right there.
Oh, I put it down. Okay.
Paperclip.
All right, what do you call the place where you might keep your spare tire?
The trunk.
All right. What do you call the thing that you push down with your foot to make the car go faster?
Accelerator.
All right. What do you call the thing in a car that you have to do this with to change the gears?
My back.
I haven't had one of those in so long.
They're hard to use.
Yeah, I wouldn't have one again. gear shift.
All right. Now, okay. And what do you call the kind of car that doesn't need?
Automatic.
Okay. I think we're about to run out of tape here. Take a break.
Yeah, that's one I said.
All right.